spiritual gifts and the church, because we're going to look at corporate worship. So I'm going to talk about that today. The next 2 weeks, what's going to happen is we're going to have those Sundays where all the classes meet together in the sanctuary. I think our intern, Cody Harden, is leading maybe next week and maybe the week after or vice versa. But anyway, so after this, there'll be two weeks where everybody meets in here, but it won't be following our schedule. Not as if I followed our schedule either. But then we'll have 2 weeks left, and so December 2nd and December 9th will be our last two Sunday school classes. And here's the way that's going to work. We're going to take those two Sunday school classes to look at the topic of last things. And I think the way that I'm going to do it is I'm going to take one of those Sundays, December 2nd, and just look at the issue of last things. What are we thinking about when we take that topic? What should we have in mind? Oftentimes people are quite intimidated by the idea of the study of last things. I don't know anything about that. I'm overwhelmed by that. Well, I want to say, no, you do know a whole lot about it, actually. Let's think through it. So we'll do that December 2nd. And I think we'll end our time then, December 9th, by looking at how to read the book of Revelation. Because again, sometimes last things, we think about Revelation, we're overwhelmed by that book. I would argue you shouldn't be. In fact, it's been one of the most encouraging books in my life and in preaching. And so I want to spend my last Sunday doing that. But today, corporate worship. And so let me, for the sake of reading a text as we begin, let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And as I read this, you may think we're going back to the spiritual gifts conversation, but that's because I'm saying I think this really does bring everything together, the doctrine of the church and the doctrine of the Spirit in one. 1 Corinthians 14, and before we begin then looking at this topic specifically, I want us to hear the reading of God's Word from 1 Corinthians 14, verse 13 through verse 19. 1 Corinthians 14, I'll begin reading in verse 13. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do? I'll pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. Otherwise, if you give thanks with your spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider say amen to your thanksgiving when he does not know what you're saying? For you may be giving thanks well enough, but the other person is not being built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Nevertheless, in church, I would rather speak five words with my mind in order to instruct others than 10,000 words in the tongue. Let's pray. Father, I pray today that you would allow us to be edified as we think through corporate worship, what the saints have done for the last 2,000 years, specifically as we gather on the Lord's Day. To worship you corporately. So I pray that you would instruct us and guide us, help us again just to come in line with your word and be a church that honors Jesus and loves one another. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. So as I mentioned this morning, we want to look at the worship of the church. But as we begin, I want to draw a distinction between two things. And the two things I want to draw a distinction between is worship